Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Long Beach, to another edition of Swoop's World right here at blogtalkradio.com. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happenings here in Long Beach. Our number, if you want to call in, is 917-889-7449. You can email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Once again, you want to call in tonight, that number is 917-889-7449. Sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World. And welcome, Long Beach and all of Southern California and parts, you know, from here to the East Coast, to another edition of Swoop's World Primetime. How's it going, Peter?
It's going all right.
Good, 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 man. Tonight our guest is going to be Nadia Kay. And she's over on the East Coast, and she's out there making some music, and we're going to get to introduce her in a little bit right after the break and get to know what she's up to, man. She sent me one of her songs, and been checking that out today. It's not, you know, it's got a nice little beat, little dance music, and get you moving, man.
Sweet. Sounds good.
And this is number 99, man. Swoop's World Primetime is the 99th episode of Swoop's World, and then tonight we go to late night, the number 100.
I think we should have celebrated our 96 show a lot more.
It's all good. We're going to have some highlights tonight. We'll have fun, man. We'll have fun. And how are you guys doing, man? Chris and Taylor here from LB Food Review. How are you guys doing tonight, man?
I'm having a fantastic week so far. Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Very good.
Very good.
Got some fun things going on in the world of sports.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you and I crashed and burned on our
oh, my God.
Our NCAA Ooh. Picks, man.
Did I forget to send in a bracket?
It doesn't matter, man. That mine went to crap.
Yeah.
Day one.
I want to see who, how many people nationwide picked this Final Four. I'm real curious to see that. I want to know if anybody.
Only knows. Those that are in it. And they only probably got one of the teams right. It was amazing. It was amazing. How's your week, Peter?
It's going. I got a sick kid and a sick wife, so my sick kid woke me up at around 3 or 4 in the morning to tell me he was sick.
Ah, well, you know, at least he informed you.
He did, so he's good that way.
3 or 4 in the morning, you'd been in bed about a half an hour, huh?
just about. So I'm operating on less than optimal sleep. A little worn out.
Yeah, I can
But other than
it.
That, it's going okay.
Yeah, well, things are going to pick up here tonight, man. You'll be all fired up here in a little while.
Yeah, you just got to get your buzz on.
It's the way it works, right? It is what it is, man. So I'll tell you what, let's not keep our guests waiting. Let's go to our first break and come back and introduce Nadia Kay.
Sounds like a plan.
And you're listening to Swoop's World on blogtalkradio.com. You can reach us on the line here. It's 917-889-7449. Chat line is open. Join us on the chat line. You can always send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. And like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We'll be back and bring you on, I guess.
Keep on dancing. longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures, the eaters of men, cannibals. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing through the jungle. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, thinking only of his canoe. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the light.
Hey, there's Shop on the wall. You're listening to Swips World. Welcome back to Swips World on blogtalkradio.com. And that was Butch Rolera that you heard a minute ago in a song called Wovoka. And Butch was one of our past guests. He was on with us a couple months ago now, man.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so you get a chance to check him out. He played with Redbone and just a host of other people. So
the Allman Brothers?
Yeah, that's right. He did play one of them, man. You're absolutely right. So we're going to introduce our guest, man. Our guest tonight is Nadia Kay. Let me bring her on. Hello, Nadia.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, we always start off with the same first question. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and how you got started in music.
Yeah, cool. Definitely. I'm a singer from New York. I actually was born in Ukraine, and then my whole family moved to the States when I was a little girl. So I grew up in North Carolina and then eventually moved to New York because, you know, it's easier to pursue a career in the entertainment when you're in a big city.
Right.
So that's where I'm based right now. And as far as how I got into music, my father is a pretty famous jazz musician in Ukraine. So I grew up with music, mostly listening to jazz. My father's favorite, like Frank Sinatra and Louis Armstrong and Nat King Cole. And then eventually I kind of gravitated more towards pop music, started writing songs, taking vocal classes. I sang with a rock band for a while in New York, which was awesome. And then recently I've been doing pop and pop dance. I released 2 albums already. Both are on iTunes. The most recent one is called Reloaded. And right now I'm just doing a lot of live shows, a lot of performances, appearances. So trying to promote it, you know?
Yeah. They're very cool. Now, when you first started, you know, getting into music, I know you said you did a lot of singing and stuff like that. In our little brief conversation earlier today, you were telling that you're out there writing music. Have you been writing music for a long time, or is that something you prefer to do? Is that something new? How'd that come about?
Yeah, I've been writing for a very long time. It kind of started with poetry for me. I guess I started writing, I was 5 years old, I guess. I also started playing piano when I was very little. My father taught me. So I guess it all worked together with me learning to play the piano and then composing simple little melodies. I guess that's where it all started. But, yeah, I write all of my songs. I love it. And sometimes, you know, weird things happen, but then they serve as inspiration for me to write my next song. So, I just draw inspiration from my everyday life experiences, from fights with friends, you know, a broken heart here and there. You know, life is beautiful, so it, you know, that's where I get my inspiration from.
Excellent. Now, have you, you said you sang with some rock bands, or with a rock band, and I know you perform with several dancers. How has this how's this transition been? Have you been solo? Did you start off solo? Did you start off with groups? And how did that work out?
Well, I've always been recording solo. It's me doing all the lead vocals and the backgrounds, and I play piano. So once in a while, I would lay a piano track in my song. But then when it comes to performing live, it's much easier doing it, and it's more effective too when you're doing it with a group, mm-hmm. with either musicians or dancers. So in the beginning, honestly, I was a little bit afraid of just getting up on stage all by myself. So that's how I joined the rock group. I was not really picky in the beginning. Like, I didn't really care what style of music that was. I just wanted to get out there and just, you know, do it. So I got together with very talented musicians who happened to be singing rock music. So I stuck by them for a little while. We wrote songs together, performed live a lot, and it was a great time. But then little by little, I started realizing that it's not really my cup of tea, and I'm gravitating more towards pop and dance.
Yeah.
So we parted ways, and you know, we still love each other. We talk to each other once in a while. We go to the studio and see if we can help each other out, write a song or share ideas. But so after that, I spent some time writing songs and really developing, you know, a good catalog of music for myself, because I switched styles. I went from rock to pop. And then eventually I got to the point where I wanted to go out there and perform again and just, you know, get my music out there. Then, that was about a few years ago, I got together with four very talented dancers, and together we developed a cool show incorporating my music and their skills in dancing.
Right.
And we kind of like shared ideas and just put this really cool show together. So that's what I've been doing lately. Working with these guys and performing live all around New York and the East Coast.
Now,
and that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Have you are you a dancer also? Did you have to do some learning? Was there a learning curve in the dance wheel?
Well, I'm not a dancer. I wouldn't consider myself a professional dancer, but I'm a quick learner, and you know, I pick things up pretty quick. And the guys that I work with, two girls and two guys, they're professional dancers. They went to school. They're still studying. They tour with a lot of established artists. So they're just a huge inspiration for me. I love, you know, rehearsing with them. And I learned so much from them. And they seem to like working with me. They like my music, groovy. So, you know, it kind of works for both of us. They get to like create the dance routine and the different moves and kind of like stage, you know, a show with cool theatrical elements. And I bring my music to the table. So it works for both of us. They get to showcase their talent, and I get to work with talented people and really, you know, kick it up a notch and have it like really entertaining, where it's not just a singer singing her song, but it also incorporates a lot of movement and it kind of just flows together.
Right.
I've been getting really good feedback.
Excellent. Now, you said your dad was is a professional musician. Was there any pushing towards this profession by your parents?
You know what? Not so much when it comes to pushing. Mostly jazz, to be able to sing jazz, you need to have certain vocal training and have a passion for it. So he doesn't really like it that I'm doing pop and commercial music, because for him it's not real music. He's old school this way.
Yeah.
But he kind of lets me do my own thing, and lately he's been seeing me writing my songs and really developing as an artist, so I'd say he's developing, you know, a taste for it, but he'll never call it his own.
Well, it's you know, entertainment is a tough business. Has he given you any advice?
Yes, he always tells me to stick to who I am, be true to myself as an artist, not try and be like other people, and just really, you know, really find my niche and really find who I really am and express that and explore that, because he always says that that's what makes an artist, you know, a true artist.
Yeah. As far as I'm looking at your bio, you know, being on the stage is nothing new to you. You were in some theatrical productions. I see Rent in Oklahoma, and now those are musicals, right?
Yeah, that's musical theater. I loved drama when I was in school, all throughout high school, and I got roles in almost every single musical that we did. Rent, Oklahoma, several others, and it was so much fun. I loved it.
It seems like it's a good training ground for being on stage and singing.
Definitely. And it developed my team working skills, I'd say, because when you do musical theater, the cast is about 40 to 50 people. So, you know, you really learn how it is to work with, like, so many people and try and balance things out and work things out. But then at the end, it's a great satisfaction when you get to do it, when you get to perform, and it's all done and polished.
Right. One of the other questions I had is, who's been your inspiration? I mean, musically, is there anybody out there that you kind of, you know, learn from or like their style and kind of taken a cue from?
Definitely. I have three favorite artists: Beyonce, Adam Lambert, and Christina Aguilera. I love them. I think they're amazing talent, each and all of them. And I just love watching them perform, because
yeah,
they have so much talent and they're so expressive when they're out there. Especially Adam Lambert, because I've seen him on American Idol. And he would make me cry almost every single performance of his that I watch. That's how beautiful he is as a singer, and very, you know, expressive and just like a very rich personality, I'd say. So
right.
I Beyonce, of course, with the talent that she has and the growth that she's showed from when she was with a group, and then of course Christina Aguilera. So I really look up to those three and kind of try and follow their careers, and it's very enjoyable watching them grow as artists and as people, and it's a pleasure, you know, watching
yeah
them and listening to their music.
As an artist performing and on stage or in the studio, there's a I guess we call it a fine line between your ability to actually sing and entertain. How much of that has to come into effect to be successful, you think?
I think you have to have both. I think it starts first with you knowing who you really are, and that includes knowing what your strengths and your weaknesses are, because everybody has those. So that's number one, really knowing who you are, really knowing what it is that you do best, and then developing your stage presence and also bringing the element of entertainment to your show is also extremely important, because that takes you further. People relate to you more, they remember you, and I think it all together benefits you growing as an artist and growing your fan base as well. So
right.
I think it's important. Everything is important. Your image is very important. Your talent is super super important, because without it, there's no story to tell. And then the stage presence and the element of either playing an instrument or having dancers, or you dancing yourself, or any other cool little tricks that you can add to your show, you know, are really
yeah
important.
Well, we've had quite a few musicians on our show, and one of the questions that always comes up is live performances versus the studio. Some people seem to really thrive on being in the studio. Some people seem to thrive being on stage, and some people it doesn't really matter. They enjoy both equally. Where do you fall in that category?
I love the process of creating music and writing and going to the studio and trying different things. But for me personally, I would not consider myself an artist if I would not get up there and show, you know, what it is that I do live. So to me, being able to perform live and connecting with the audience and just expressing yourself fully in front of a live audience and really like getting their feedback and exchanging that energy, I think that's very important. And for me, that's what an artist is.
Yeah. Now you have two albums under your belt, and you said you're working on your third. What kind of growth have you seen? Have you started to really establish a really good fan base, and have they been very, very supportive?
Yes, definitely. I released two albums. The first album was a little more singer songwriter. It was more mostly mid tempo ballads. Where the second album is very dance oriented with a lot of really groovy up tempo club radio friendly songs. So ever since I released my second album, I've noticed that people really took on to that, and I've seen the numbers on my social profiles grow. So that means that they liked it, and
yeah.
I think I'm gonna stick to that for a while. I'm working on my third album, so yeah, I think I'm gonna stick to pop dance because I feel like that's what my audience really likes.
Right. What type of venues are you playing?
A lot of clubs, a lot of venues like Crash Mansion that I just did recently, Bitter End, Village Underground. So a lot of really cool venues for artists to perform, but also clubs.
Yeah.
It seems like gay clubs really like my music, and it's been a lot of fun performing there. And I also do a lot of private events. I've done a really cool party that a few radio stations threw. There was also a charity towards a very good cause. So, yeah, I do different things. I try and go out there and perform at least a few times a month.
Excellent. Well, I tell you what, it's about time for our next break. And what do you think we go ahead and play Beauty Salon?
Sounds good.
All right, you're listening to Swoops Road on blogtalkradio.com. Our guest tonight is Nadia Kay. If you want to give us a call, the number is 917-889-7449. Chat line is open. And this is, is this off your second album?
That's off my second album, yes.
All right, this is called Beauty Salon off our second album. We'll be right back.
I'm at the beauty salon.
I'm chilling at the spot, getting beautified.
I'm chatting with my girls while my hair gets done. I'm making a few calls cause I think tonight I wanna have some fun, grab some drinks and ride. I look through magazines and get the latest style. I see the boy who's buying, yeah, he makes me smile. I know I'm looking good cause I'm a sexy bitch. I can't help but to notice all I
beauty salon, looking sexy, looking fly. Get my hair and make it bright. I'm about to kill the night, cause I am a superstar. Me and my girls are having fun. Don't wake up, cause here we come. Up to let us know the all you know to probably wrong.
Beauty, perfection, beauty, perfection.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
Do you have these in a 7.5?
How's that cooked?
Can I get that shipped overnight?
Is there a direct flight?
How long does the warranty last?
What's your soup of the day?
How do you change the ringtone?
Does it come in blue?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life.
Is it raining out?
What time's the meeting?
How much does this cost?
Does it have four-wheel drive?
Have we met before?
What's my account balance?
Yes, somehow, when we get to the doctor's office.
Any questions?
No.
We clam up. Ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
When do I get my results?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
On this week's Friends of Swoop's World segment, we spotlight two local businesses, Alfred's English Gardens and Richco Gates. Kathy Alford of Alfred's English Gardens was recently chosen by the City of Long Beach Water Department to help educate homeowners about alternative low-water garden options. Visit the website and click on eSmart Gardens for case studies and photo galleries of gorgeous gardens in Long Beach. Go to www.kathyalford.com. Richco Gates. Richco is a local builder that specializes in locally handcrafted outdoor woodwork built specifically for each client. Richco believes in doing a great job and having fun in the process. He builds gates in a variety of styles. Check out the photo gallery at richcogates.com for more information. If you'd like to become a friend of Swoop's World and have your business mentioned on our air, send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. And back to our guests right after this.
Hi, this is Barry Rolera. You're listening to Swoop World.
And back live on Swoop's World on blogtalkradio.com, and this is Swoop's World Prime Time. This is our 99th episode, and at 10 o'clock we switch over to Talk Story Radio Network, and then you can reach us there at swoopsworld.com, and we'll be doing our 100th episode. Tonight's guest right now is Nadia Kay, and you just heard her song, Beauty Salon, and welcome back, Nadia.
Yay! Sounded good.
Yeah, it did. It is definitely a dance tune.
I try.
We had everybody up here bouncing around, so and if you've seen Chris, he doesn't bounce around easily.
I'm trying not to chair either.
That would have been cool to see. I wish I was there.
Absolutely. So that's one of the questions that came up during the break. Any plans to tour on the West Coast here?
Actually, my booking agent is trying to confirm several performances in Las Vegas, which is not too far from you guys, right?
Not far at all.
Right. Talking of, I might be doing MDA Telethon in September.
Oh.
So that would be a really cool thing to do. I'm really looking forward to getting the confirmation.
Excellent. You get to meet Jerry. He's been hosting that for how long now?
Forever.
He's been hosting
Jerry
it for 25 or 30 years. I remember watching the MDA Telethon. I can't remember not watching it. That's how long it's been. Yeah.
They're doing it differently this year. I think they shortened it to about 4 hours.
Oh, really?
They're not doing the whole day or whatever they were doing in the past years. They're only doing four hours.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope good luck with that. I hope you get there.
Thank you. Yes, that would be a great thing to do.
Excellent. Well, is there anything that we didn't get to that you'd like to let the listeners know about?
I think we pretty much covered everything else. Just if you guys like Beauty Salon, go check out my album on iTunes. It's Nadia Kay. The album is called Reloaded. And I'm also on all of the social networks, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter.
And your web address is NadiaK.com?
Yep, NadiaK.com.
Well, great. Well, Nadia, we really appreciate you coming on Soups Row tonight, and we wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you guys.
You too. You have a great evening.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
And that was Nadia K. Check her out, NadiaK.com, and get her music off of iTunes. And she's got two albums there. The most recent one is called Reloaded. And, you know, very, very, very cool, very cool person there. And going to make, you know, do some good stuff with this with her dance music. And she's based in New York, so those of you on the East Coast, look her up, find her at a club. Definitely go check her out and enjoy the music, man.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So, God, there's so many other things going on that we want to talk about here before we break for the switch over to the other show. But I heard today that there's no more drought in California, man.
That's what they say.
The governor declared no drought. And that, you know, years and years of drought, and poof, we got water.
What's it been? 18 years consecutive?
Like, no. It was officially, Schwarzenegger officially declared a drought 3 years ago. And then there was like 3 years where it wasn't a drought, and then something 10 years before that there was a drought. So we've had, this official drought just ended after 3 years.
They said it's based on the amount of rainfall we've had this year.
Well, not just this year, but last year too, because... we had a big – last year was an El Nino. This was supposed to be an El Nina, which meant we were supposed to get less, but we got lots. So this was actually like two El Nino years, at least as far as the amount of rain that fell.
I remember the drought that we had when I was a kid because we had to drive to Utah to go skiing in the wintertime because even Mammoth had shitty snow. Like, nobody skied local. So my parents would drop us off and jump us in the car, and we'd blow all the way out to Utah to go skiing.
It's so funny. We're going, you know, people are like, yeah, I didn't have any water. You're like, yeah, we had to drive all the way to Utah to ski.
You got to have drought. You got to have your priorities, man.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying that's why I remember that shit. Longer drive than Mammoth.
Yeah, to load up the Alfa Romeo and head to.
I don't know, man.
I love you, man.
Shit brown van all
the place. What did it say on the side of that van? Winnebago?
No, seriously. 84 Dodge van.
Oh, okay, man. Yeah, I guess you have to flub it.
Whatever.
Of course, that was 83 he's talking about. So.
Now, back for Swoop and I, there was a time in the 70s, the late 70s there, where we had 10 years of drought. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They would literally give you a ticket if you were spraying down the kids.
Yeah.
Like my dad, you know, because like the lawn had gone dead. Like, it hurt to walk on. And it was blistering hot. I mean, blistering hot in August, of course. And 100-degree temperature. And Dad's like, fuck it. Go on out there. I'll hose you down. And he got a ticket once.
Did he really?
Yeah. I'm sure that we had this one neighbor that we just
it went something
hated.
Like, it went something like this. Them damn hippies are wasting the water.
Yeah. Which one? They're spraying down their kids. Now, I don't, you know, looking back on it, I don't know why Dad didn't do that in the backyard. Because we did have a backyard.
He was sticking it to the man.
He
man.
Was.
I know your dad.
He apparently
I know
was.
Your dad. He
was
sticking was. It to the man. I
he
know
was.
That.
You know, looking back on it, we could have avoided that ticket. But, I mean, literally the ground, we would play football on it. It reached a point we'd rather play on the road. On the asphalt.
So you guys did it all wrong.
Then the grass, because the grass had all these like, well,
sharp.
Yeah, all the sharp stuff. The grass, yeah, like the thorns
yeah.
and crap. And,
but see, you guys should just load up the car, headed to Utah to play some football.
Apparently so.
That's what you do when it's a drought.
That's what you do when it's a drought.
And make a snow angel after.
That's right. And then I remember when the drought subsided.
Punched me.
I remember somewhere around there when the drought subsided, and we finally got some rain. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
It came down. It seemed like it came down every day. Yeah, for 2 years. For 2 years, it just like, and of course, our lawn was dead. So now it just became a big, giant mud patch. And my parents weren't, you know, garden-wise enough to throw down some seed or something. They're just like, well, it's raining. It'll turn green. No, it didn't. But then, my brother and I and all our friends, we were playing football. We were into football by then. So now we're playing football.
In the mud.
And, oh, it was awesome.
Mud bowl, man.
It was totally. We could slide from, like, my driveway to the next person's driveway. So that was basically 2 yards put together because there was so much mud. And then, of course, then my parents were mad at me.
Because you made the little...
we ruined the lawn.
You ruined the dirt. You ruined the dirt, boy.
Hey, before you guys got out there was this brown-yellow shit all over there that was uniform. Now it's all mud. That's what happens when hippies buy houses.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, good times. But
my dad would
we
go,
wouldn't have stories today.
Yeah. My dad would say, okay, go out there and water it.
Water
so
what?
I'm watering it. The neighbor across the street's looking. He's this old guy. He's like... He was way old. He's retired. He was Italian. And so he had a thick accent. So he's trying to tell me something, and I came to realize he was just trying to be helpful. But I couldn't understand what he was saying, so I thought he was making fun of me and our lawn. And I was kind of mad about that, and I just ignored
so
him.
So punched out the old man.
No, I didn't punch him out, but I maybe made some obscene finger gestures. But I came to realize later that he was...
Tony Soprano.
All he was trying to do was just say, hey, it's all dead now. It's all dead now. You need to throw some seeds down there and some dirt.
Yeah.
And, well, actually, manure.
Yeah.
Which that's where I think we got caught up on. I mean, yeah, he was saying manure, shit. I don't know what he was saying, but I know.
That guy just said my yard looks like manure.
And then many years later, I figured out he's probably going to be nice.
Pat fills him with might know where your dirt.
See, he had a Bermuda lawn, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that stuff was like.
Bermuda grass.
Yeah. And he loved this stuff. He was out there and he would trim the edge, like with a hand thing.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you damn near have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's so anyway. Thick, yeah.
Those were the days.
Those were the days, my friend.
My grandparents had dichondra lawn.
Oh, that's a pain in the butt, man. That's
and
like
four leaf
clover stuff, yeah.
But
you kill that
stuff. What the fuck is the purpose? I wish I could have said this to my grandfather.
I was going
to
say,
What?
You don't look Japanese.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing with a lawn that you can't step on? What?
It's dichondra.
Yeah.
That's what you get. It's dichondra. I don't know. It's expensive as shit. And everybody, and there's like two houses in our neighborhood that had it. And it's like, yeah, if you walked up there, stand aside, stand up. Yeah, hey, Joe, come on out. We're not walking up to your door because we might step on a dichondra.
Does anybody have dichondra anymore?
I hope not. The people that had it, they're on their knees every day because, like, if one little stray piece of Kentucky blue pops up.
It's like little puffball show dogs, man. You got to have a weird fucked up obsession with something that nobody else likes. That's what makes it special.
That's
to you.
What makes it special.
Everyone else sees how crappy it is.
They're like, what is this? What are you wasting your time on?
Oh, man.
Good times. Hey, so how about a little teaser from T-Bone over there, man? No music, but
teaser?
Just a little teaser.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I've been staring at this picture of Nadia Kaye. Good-looking lady.
Yeah, Nadia Kaye is a good-looking lady.
In case any of you, any of you haven't gone and checked out her site, NadiaKaye.com, she is, as my grandmother would say, easy on the eye. Very attractive woman. Very attractive woman. So if you hadn't checked that out already, you definitely should. All right.
Timo.
How about your little time there?
You know what? I can give you a little music if you need a little bit more time, man. You need a little bit more time? There you go. Time for a little teaser from T-Bone.
Yeah.
Hang on, man. Now the beat's short. Schedule swoop.
You know me, man.
Let's see here. In the world of Olympic soccer for 2012, I just found out my roommate and I decided we're going to go to the Olympics in 2012 in London because his old roommate is competing for Bermuda. So we've made a commitment to buy tickets to go there next year. We'll see how that works out. But Olympic Stadium that they are building in London. It's being built 5 miles or so outside of, well, it's in East London, this new stadium they're building. And there are two teams in the English Premier League that were kind of angling to take over the stadium after the Olympics. One of them was West Ham and the other one was Tottenham. And Tottenham lost out on the chance to take over this stadium. But West Ham is going to keep it, and it's not going to be a good soccer stadium because they're going to keep the track. Because the Olympic Committee has asked them to keep an Olympic legacy for this stadium. So they're bullshit.
What's wrong with a plaque?
Right? And that's what Tottenham said they were going to do. And the International Olympic Committee said that would be a travesty and it would be a disrespect to the games and all this crap. So they built in stadium, and it's going to be a bastard child Premier League stadium, at least until West Ham gets relegated because they're in last place right now anyway.
Yeah.
So
I went to the
three things go on in the soccer world.
It does. I went to the when I was in Rome 3 years ago. I went to an AS Roma game at the Stadio Olimpico, and same deal there. It was I forget when, but like '60s, early '60s that they had a, but they kept the track. And first of all, soccer is crazy as far as stuff goes. Anyhow, but because they had like they had windows that. Cordon off each section so you couldn't mingle, you know, so that basically they cut back on violence. But with the track.
Hooliganism.
That's right. That's not what they call it in Italy, but it was basically the same thing. With the track, you're so far back, it really.
It looks like a bunch of ants running around.
Yeah. And I had, because I was splurged. I'm like, I'm only going to one game. I might as well get the best ticket I can. I had a pretty good ticket. That was. Pissed off, basically. I mean, the vibe was cool. It was a cool, but the place was sold out. It was a good game and all that. But yeah, with the track, that really messes things up.
I really want to know why, you know, it's how somehow London they're throwing the Olympic Games there. They're spending money to build stadiums while all of they're shutting down tons of public programs.
Riots in the street.
People are losing. Like their food stamps and stuff like that because the country can't afford it anymore. Like they're cutting like a lot of stuff back, but they have the money to build a soccer stadium for the Olympics.
That's because that's we call it foresight.
That's right.
The amount of money that's going to come in during the Olympics. Yeah, look,
you got to have your priorities.
It brought LA back, right?
Yeah, the
brought USC back.
Yeah, I got a story. We have to talk about that too.
I'm so proud of those two. I mean,
you're going to get my note. I'm ready to take the top of that. Just
saying. On the subject of corporate welfare for sporting and that sake.
This is just a teaser now, right?
Just a teaser.
All right.
The players are still locked out.
Yes.
I'll give you the details later.
The billionaire slaves. All right, locked out players. You know, Ed, that's a little teaser for next show. T-Bone has a segment, T-Bone's Time Out, and he gives us some in-depth look at sports. So we'll be covering that and some other news of the day. And we plan some clips from some past shows for our 100th celebration. We're going to take another quick break here, and this is, I should have set that up first before I said it. Da-da-da-da-da. You're listening to Soup's Road on blogtalkradio.com. And you can meet us here every Wednesday night. And it's time for a little break, and this is Parker Ainsworth.
The alarm clock sounds the horn, echoing the day is born. As you open up your windows,
circles beautifully adorned. Life pours in, washing the room. Many shadows become few. Are we waking from a dream, or are these dreams we're sleeping through? Once I felt your warm breath on my cheek, wide awake, then I fell right back asleep. Somewhere in my dreams I see the outline of your face, as you whisper in my ear, away, away, away. Rising from the ruffled sheets that were once as white as geese, flying south above reflections cast on a tranquil sea. Waves of feathers curl and lift in a gust of ocean mist. On the beach below, a man deciphers all the things he's missed. Once I felt your warm breath on my cheek, wide awake, then I fell right back asleep. Somewhere in my dreams I see the outline of your face, as you whisper in my ear, away, away, away. I opened up my eyes for a moment in a dream.
You're wondering, hey, Swoop, what is that going on behind you there? Well, I'm over here at Powerhouse Fitness, and what's going on behind me is an indoor rowing class. And what you're hearing in the background there is music going on at about 30, 32 beats a minute. That whirling sound of the fans of the flywheel of an indoor rowing machine, Concept 2. And that voice, that's Jack Nunn. He's teaching one of the classes here. So many classes going on here. The rowing core, beats per minute, rowing burn, rowing coach, you name it. The spin class, Zumba classes. They got the core arc workout. And two locations, 5750 Boathouse Lane, 1347 Loma Avenue for the warehouse location. First class is free. Come on out, good friend of Swoop's World. Come on out, meet Jack Nunn, meet some of the other instructors here. So many of the instructors are U.S. national team rowers. You're going to burn 800 calories an hour and, get your groove on, man. I'm going to get back on here and jump on one of these rowers and get my sweat on. So, he's yelling at me, so I'm going to have to get back real here pretty soon. So come on down, check out a good friend of Swoop's World, check out Powerhouse Fitness. Like I said, tell them Swoop's World sent you. First class free. Check it out. Hey, Swoop here, letting you know every one of our shows is archived, and you can find them all online, man. If you missed a show or one that you want to definitely hear again, you can find them. And where can you find them? You can find them right here on Blog Talk Radio under Swoop's World. You can find them at swoopsworld.com. You can find them for free on iTunes. You can subscribe to our RSS feed. You can go back and listen to who? John Nunn, Olympic medalist. Jack Smith, Academy Award winner. Gray Slick, rock and roll superstar, Michelle Mangione, Tom O'Keefe, you name it, we've had them, man. J. Ross Perelli. Now, I mean, there's just so many people. I can't name them all. I'm sorry if I left somebody to love out. Go to swoopsworld.com, look at the list, go to blog, blogtalkradio.com /Swoops World. Just scroll on down, see what you got. But they're all archived, and they're all there for you, the Swoops World listener, to go back and check out and listen to again. So check out our archives. Go back and re-listen to some shows that you've missed and some that you haven't heard, because they're there, and they're going to be there for in perpetuity, as they say. So check those out. Revisit them. And like I said, you can always subscribe to our RSS feed, or you can always subscribe to them on iTunes, downloadable for free. And, hey, thanks for listening.
This is Last Day Off,
and you're listening to Swoops World Radio.
Welcome back to Swoops World Primetime on blogtalkradio.com. What you heard there earlier was Parker Ainsworth, Awake, and he's one of our past guests. And yeah, you can see part of his interview on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Swoops World. And we put up little clips of quite a few of our interviews up there. Our last one we put up this week was Daddy Dewdrop, also known as Dick Manda. But he tells a pretty cool story about when he goes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and sees his name on the wall. So check that out. Go to youtube.com/Swoops World and see all of the different clips from the show right here, filmed live in our studio.
Woo-hoo!
Without a studio audience, that's for sure. Shout out to some friends of ours, Stevie Mack, comedian Stevie Mack on the Blog Talk Radio Network, broadcasting every day, Monday through Thursday at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night's Thursday night, which is Thursday Night Rant. Also, we have Michael Knight. Michael Knight, you're going to have to check out his Facebook page or his website to find out what's going on with him. He's leaving Blog Talk Radio. I know he's going to gashouseradio.com for one of his shows. But check out his Facebook page and see what's happening with Michael Knight. Night Views, our boys from Night Views, Rob and Travis. They are currently on Ustream, broadcasting on Ustream, and also will be broadcasting right from their website, nightviewsradio.com. And you'll be seeing, you can listen to them there and see them on Ustream also. So shout out to all of them. And of course, our favorite morning show, Morning Coffee. And you can check out Stacy and Tanya. I had a brain fart there. Stacy and Tanya. Well, Monday mornings on the old network.
Don't know how much longer that's going to last. Lawsuit!
But check them out. They're cool. We love Stacy and Tanya, so check them out on Morning Coffee. Well, what else you guys got, man? You got any upstanding little quick little stories you can cover before we head on over to the 10 o'clock show? Anybody got anything?
Well,
you always have something, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
I think three cheers for the frat
three,
boy,
here
man.
We go. Yeah, well, I kind of had a Friday event this weekend, actually.
Yeah.
I put on the Bellflower New Lions casino night.
Dude, you should remind me. I looked up and I go, oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah, no worries. It was, but Taylor came, my old man came, my brother, a few other friends, and we probably had, I think we served. I think it was somewhere around 400 dinners. So we had quite a few people show up. It was a lot of fun. I got wasted. It was a good time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how uncharacteristic of you.
Yeah. I tried to change it up a little bit. But it was a good time, and we ended up actually being able to serve all 400 people for $1.10 a head is what it ended up costing us. So it worked out quite well.
Yeah.
Big plate of spaghetti. I mean, it was a good portion. If you wanted seconds, you could add seconds.
From a guy here who used to be a caterer, he will tell you that's quite an achievement.
You did well. You did well. Definitely. Yeah.
And you know, the thing is that every penny we save is a penny that keeps going to the charity event. So
that's great.
It keeps going to charity. So we raised quite a bit of money there, and so that's cool.
Anything coming up for the future with the Lions?
The Lions Club, the next thing that we have coming up is in September. It's the Bellflower Car Show. We do it every year. But that's the next thing that the public's involved in. So, yeah.
Well, next thing the public can come to.
Well, yeah.
We have a lot of private.
Yeah, we have a lot of private events. I mean, that's what we do. Join the club.
It is a club, man.
We have a mystery night that comes up, which is a lot of fun. Last year, we got nobody knows where you're going except for the president and the guy that's planning it, right?
Right.
Those are the only two people that know. And last year, it was really cool. The bus picked us up, and we went out to the Burbank Airport to a restaurant that was at the Burbank Airport, and then they had one of those mystery dinners where people got shot.
Yeah.
The young people were dying.
Oh, cool.
And so it
was that's
a mystery
night.
For mystery
that's just a night in L.A., man.
Yeah. No, I didn't say we were in Compton. We weren't on 196.
You weren't selling houses, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I sold a house in Watts. It's off of Central in 96. And, I was over there, and I was driving to the house. And I was meeting my clients there, and I'm driving down the street. There's cars parked on both sides, so it's really, really tight. You know, like the Benzo barely.
Yeah, try to go in pursuit down there, man. Let me
tell you. I'm driving, and all of a sudden there's this car blocking me, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And these three African American gentlemen turn and start staring at me, and I'm just kind of like, I really don't. Swoop is right. I don't belong there. And so, they moved out of the way, and I showed the house. And then, I wrote an offer and got the escrow open this week. So now I'm strutting around going, yeah, it feels good to show houses and what. I forget all about it, man. You know, that's the great thing about being a pothead. You know, my memory is just, I got to live in the moment. You know?
They have to sign some sort of disclaimer.
What? No, this lady told me this is the neighborhood she wanted to live in.
All right. Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
She wanted to live there.
She fits right in. Speaks that language. I'm
waiting for the time
you
sell. I think
they call
this
Ebonic.
Ebonic.
I'm waiting for the time you sell some poor unsuspecting white guy house down there.
I won't. Because
you will.
No.
You. Oh my God. You're lying your ass off.
I'm ethically bound. Not to put white
you're
people in lot.
Bound.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's the other thing is. This house, the selling commission side for it was 5%. So the chick was like, it's okay. I know. No, this place is great. You need to check this out. You know? Look at the size of this pantry.
Don't mind that hole in the roof, man. That's
I know.
That's character.
That's skylight. Does it leak in the winter? Yes, sometimes.
You're going to get those calls like you got last time, man.
No, I ain't getting one of those calls, man. I'll never get one of those again. Oh, no, that's not true.
Chris comes on the show and gets pulled into the bus.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know. Did Swoop tell you this? I walked into the lender's office that I do business with, and he goes, hey, come in here. Shuts the door behind him, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I heard this story from like multiple different people around town that you work with, and I need to hear it from you. I think it's funny, but I need to hear it from you. So I tell him the story, and then I played the Swoop Throw thing for him, and he's like, all right, get out of here. And I shut the door, and I just hear him blah, and bust up in his office. And, like, that shit was hilarious, man.
Good.
Yeah.
It's all in fun.
It's all in fun.
It's all, parody and whatnot.
Well, then he proceeds to tell me that he was showing a house one time, and he had to take a dump. So he locks the front door, and he walks into the bathroom, and he locks the door, and he shuts it behind him and everything. He does his business, and all stands up and hits the door handle a couple of times, and then realizes that the door handle was put on backwards. The lock was on the outside of the door. Himself in this little 3x2 fucking shit room with no fan. He just dipped in there, he was stuck in there for 2.5 hours, and then he finally got something and took the door hinges off so that he could actually get out of this room. But he was stuck in his little shitter room for like 2.5 hours.
He's lucky all the realtors stopped by to show the house.
No, there was nobody else coming, and he was holding it open, and the front door was locked. And he had the keys. There was no way anybody could even get in there to help him. What happened to Mark?
Hey, at least he didn't have the fun time I had when I was looking at the house. Similar situation, but there's no running water.
Oh.
There was water to start with, but they don't.
Right. Oh,
well, we don't like this house. We're out of here.
Oh, man.
It stinks in here. I would never buy this house.
place rings.
Yeah. You're like, shit.
Yeah, God dang. You trying to sell this thing? Somebody, you know.
I know, I just dropped your toilet.
Yeah, houses, buying houses, buying and selling houses is a... I got stories, man.
Man, I'm having a blast, though. Yeah. I'm really enjoying it.
Good, man, good. I mean, you know, we know what Peter says about your profession, but how things over there at the rap program?
No reps yet. Things are going pretty well, you know. We are actually going to the Dodger game on Saturday, taking a little field trip with the crew.
Yeah.
So that should be fun.
You're going to get one of the new Doyer dogs?
You know, did they change them up this year?
They put chili on
chili and jalapenos.
Oh, very nice. I might have to get one of those. Set a good example, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh! Hey! Good old Jack Nunn walked into the place here. Happy face. What's that, brother? Oh, good, man. Good. Hey, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Good to see you, too, man. So we have Jack Nunn, Powerhouse Fitness, just walked in. And he'll be, I'm assuming he's going to stay for a little bit during the next show, where we're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary. Good. Well, get that man a beer. Because that's what we're doing.
Hey! Oh, my arms aren't long.
All right, you know, it's about time for our last break. Here, you're listening to Swoops World on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, right? Wednesday night at 8 o'clock for
Wednesday,
prime times.
Yes.
Thursdays, no, we're on a different station on Thursdays. We're here on Thursdays. No, we'll be here back here. We'll be back here Friday night for First Fridays. But we're going to take our last break of the night and be right back.
Hi, I'm Idina Menzel. My music has helped me become a Tony Award-winning singer and songwriter. This is Mahmouda Akhtar. Her training has helped Mahmouda become the local health worker for her village in Bangladesh. Every day, she helps the children in her community survive some of the leading causes of child mortality worldwide. The only reward that Mahmouda gets for her work is the sound of healthy children. It's music to her ears. When you help local health workers like Mahmouda, you help so many children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org. Find out all the ways you can help get the good where it needs to go. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Love, pure light, you're everything right to me. You need to know that I love you a lot for the one that you are and for what you are not. You can never lose if you use what you've got. Since you're here to be.
the difference you made and passed it along to me.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Lady Vajayjay, and you're listening to Swoops World Radio.
House.
Lady Vajayjay, man, that's one of our good friends here on Swoops World. And she was on a while back, and, man, she is busy. I look at her Facebook page. She's doing a thing at the Executive Lounge every week, Palm Springs, doing shows. If you want to see a good drag show, go check out one of Lady Vajayjay's shows. Go to her Facebook page, Lady Vajayjay, V-A-J-A-Y-J-A-Y, and friend her and check her out because she's a lot of fun. And I think we have one of her videos up. Yeah, we do. We have one of her videos up on our YouTube page.
Check out that hair.
Exactly. Welcome back to Swoops World. You're listening to Stefana, Come As You Are, was the song we played. She was on our show last year sometimes, and we had a lot of fun with her, so check her. And once again, we got a video of her up doing a couple different songs. So,
amen, brother.
Preach!
Hallelujah. No scruples.
Anyway, number here is 917-889-7449. You can always send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, friend us, or follow us on Twitter, and yada, yada, yada. We're just having fun tonight. Our guest earlier tonight was Nadia Kay. Check out Nadia Kay at nadiakay.com, and check out her music in iTunes. We played one of her songs. We played Beauty Salon, the dance music tune, and we'll play that again when we cut out for the night here on Blog Talk. But that's it, man. We're actually looking forward to the 100th episode, which is the one at 10 o'clock. We're gonna be doing some beer tastings, Brewskies beer tasting, sponsored by DrinksWineSpirits.com. We'll be doing T-Bone Time Out, and that's our sports segment, and we'll be talking about some crazy news of the day. And I've got some little snacks that we're going to be devouring and talking about while we're doing our beer tasting. So we got a lot of fun planned for the 100th episode. That's going to be a party. And so, you know what I think we're going to do? We're going to play Nadia's song. We're going to cut out, get set up. If you want to follow us over to the next show, it's swoopsworld.com. Click on the Listen Live tab at the top of the page. And 10 o'clock, we'll be on right there on the new Talk Story Radio Network. So that's going to do it for us tonight here on Blog Talk. We'll be back on Blog Talk Friday night for First Fridays here in Long Beach. And we'll be broadcasting from 7 o'clock on. Yeah, Peter just looked at, he had that look like he's a deer caught in the headlights. But we want to thank you for listening tonight. We're going to take you out with a little Nadia K Beauty Salon, and hope to see you at 10 o'clock. Thanks a lot. Take care. Good night.
Night off.
I'm at the beauty salon.
I'm chilling at the spot, getting beautified.
I'm chatting with my girls while my hair gets done. I'm making a few calls cause I think tonight I wanna have some fun with some drinks and ride. I look through magazines and get the latest style. I see the boy who's buying and he makes me smile. I know I'm looking good cause I'm a sexy bitch. I can't help but to notice all I
looking sexy, looking fine. Got my hair and makeup bright. I'm about to kill the night, cause I am a superstar. Me and my girls are having fun. Don't wake up cause here we come. Up to let us know the all you know.
On the floor, I'm loving how I'm feeling. Welcome to my world. After we're done debating what we're gonna do, the guys blow up the cell phone like we knew they would. They can get over us, they get addicted to the beauty of a girl and independent.
I'm the beauty salon,
looking sexy, looking fine. Got my hair and makeup right. I'm about to kill the night, cause I am a superstar. Me and my girls are having fun. Looking fine, got